Hi, it's Marcus McCaughan here, and this is another one of my real ale tasting feature. What do you booze? Rat arsed, hashtag RATARSED. And today I'm going back to a brewery that I sampled two of their wares last, or a week past anyway, and that's the Williams Brewery, Williams Brothers Brewing, and that's in the New Alloa. Alloa, Scotland. And these are from Aldi, at least maybe somewhere else, but I know they're in Aldi, so I dropped in there on the way back. And the one I've got today is Williams Joker IPA, Wickedly Hoppy, microbrewed for maximum flavour. Brewed and bottled in Scotland. Okay. 5% alcohol content. What it says in the back, IPA is a style of beer originally developed for export for the East India Company in the 18th century, surviving the long sea voyages thanks to its high gravity and generous hop content. Joker has a fresh citrus aroma and bittersweet full flavour, guaranteed to bring a smile to your face. Well, anything that brings a smile to my face is going to be good, isn't it? Sometimes look in the mirror, does that? Ingredients: water, malty barley, malty tweed, hops, and yeast. It's even got a gluten warning. So, as I said, 5% for with Williams Brewery. Let's have a look and a wee taste of this wee beastie. That's a lovely amber, light amber. Typical IPA look, at least. There's some pretty famous IPA ales out there. Produces a small head, very, very small head, but it looks like not one of the fizzy heads, just a steady head. Full steady head. Let's smell. Yeah, you can smell that ale. That's lovely. You can smell the hops off that. Very hoppy, as it says in the label. Let's taste it now, the main thing. Quick squelch around the gums. Oh yeah, oh, that's lovely. Absolutely lovely. That is I'd say a refreshing ale. Most IPAs do tend to be lighter in flavour. I heard Adrian at Dubberstream just a little while ago talk about the Bombardier ale. He said it was a bit. He preferred the darker ales. Wasn't keen on the Bombardier. I've actually had Bombardier and thought it wasn't too bad. It's not brilliant, but this. I forgot the name now. It's a Joker IPA. This is typical of an IPA. Very light in colour, very light but full in flavour. I'm still tasting those lovely hops. It's citrus. You see, this is one of the flavours I never catch on to. Really, not really. Fruity and nutty and all hoppy and all those kind of flavours tend to show themselves stronger in my mouth anyway than citrus. So I'm going to stick with the fact that I can still taste all those lovely hops. So have another drink anyway. Oh, yes. That's a nice IPA. I'm a bit like Adrian. I like dark ales more than anything, but there are occasions where you want something just more refreshing. And my mood changes all the time. I could go into a store and walk out with a dark ale, and I could do that for a week or so, and then all of a sudden I'll switch. And it's the same when I go into a pub. I've got my favourite wee haunts. And I'll go in sometimes and get a real ale, real ale, real ale, real ale, and then walk in and surprise them one day and say, I'll have a pint of Stella Artois. But that's just depending on your mood, and sometimes it's down to what's in your. I don't know how to explain this. Sometimes it's just there that you just want something different, completely different, on one particular day. But I'll certainly recommend this another good beer. I haven't knocked any of the William Brothers Brewery ales down yet, and I hope I don't. And I certainly say that this is not only a lovely looking ale, but a lovely flavoured ale, and one that I would certainly buy again, definitely. So if you like your ales with a nice light hoppy flavour, I'll put it that way, not heavy by any means, and a nice light ale, real ale to drink, I'd say this would be great. Honestly, this would be great on a summer's day, rather than have a cold lager or a cold beer, as it were. Have one of these slightly chilled, and I mean slightly chilled. This is just at the normal temperature, which is not even house temperature, it's lower than that. And I would definitely say on this, on a hot, one nice hot, warm summer's day, that this would be a lovely ale to pour out and sup. There you go. Williams Joker IPA, Wickedly Hoppy. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.